To the roof off, we're going to the roof off the super. To the roof off the super. To the roof off, we're going to the roof off the super. To the roof off the super.
Bait, Abulafia Podcast, number 3. With your host, Jason Kaplan. Music by Nakshon's Leap. Love that sound. Nakshon's Leap is a group I started in New York City. Brought the concept and the ideas to Memphis and reformed it here. Some incredible, talented musicians. Our vocalists, Laurice Lanier and Tatris Cobb on drums, Dalian Russell, Cecil McDaniel on bass, Claude Hein on keyboard, myself on guitar. This song was recorded at Royal Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, with the one and only Lawrence Boo Mitchell. It was August 20th, and it was the most amazing day of music I've had, and I know the group feels the same way, working with Boo in that historic and prestigious and incredible artistic commitment and vision of Royal Studio and of Boo and his father, Willie, of course. We had a great time, a spiritual time, putting this song together. And this song is the theme of podcast number 3. It's the universal vision of Jewish mysticism that I see in Rabbi Abraham Abulafia that I think needs to be improved on in the Jewish world, in the Jewish mystical world. And I believe that the sukkah is the perfect model. And tearing the roof off a sukkah, meaning tearing a full, complete roof that blocks out the sun of unity and the sun of universalism, is one of the main challenges and opportunities of our time. So I'm gonna let this music roll on, turn down a little bit. Oh, we had so much fun. Okay, so the sukkah. The sukkah is what they call a tabernacle or a hut, and the holiday of Sukkot is celebrating the exodus of the Jews from Egypt, and on the way being protected by the clouds of glory, by being under God's presence and protection. And we recreate this every year after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to feel that connection to God, to feel that our physical world is shaky. You wouldn't put too many eggs in this basket of the physical world and the things it has to offer. It's beautiful, and we see the beauty in the physical world, but there is a spiritual world, and there is a creator that we align our values with. And that's where I find that the holiday of Sukkot is so compelling and so enjoyable, because it is a model for life in this world, which is physical world's temporary. Our journey in it is temporary, and we need to align ourselves with the eternal values. Now, in terms of Jewish mysticism, I've really seen the sukkah as the universal holiday. Sukkot itself is the universal holiday, which it is viewed as in the Talmud, in the Gemara, and in the Torah, that the nations of the world would come and also bring sacrifices to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. There would be a universal celebration. And you can feel that in Jerusalem today. There are many people from around the world that come celebrate the Creator and the people of Israel and their own religion and their own culture and country all together as a universal celebration, as I saw this past Sukkot when I went to Yerushalayim this year. So it's very much alive as a universal holiday. Now, what I think Rabbi Abraham Abulafia means to me, and when from his readings in his life, is that when he went to teach his meditative system, he taught it to everybody who would listen. Whether it was Christians or Muslims or Jews, he believed that there was a universal aspect to his meditative system. It wasn't just for Jewish people. And he wanted his message spread far and wide. Felt very strongly about his letter combination, which we'll get into in a future podcast, probably the next one, on the details. But right now I just want to talk about the universal vision. And so what I see in today's world of Jewish mysticism, I see a lot of doctrines that say that there's a difference between the Jewish soul and the non-Jewish soul. And I find that inaccurate. And I don't think that was the revolutionary vision of the first book of the Torah, of Bereshit, what people call Genesis, that said, B'Tselem Elohim, that every single human is created in the image of God equally, that every human is a portion of God, that everybody has a direct line to God, that Jew, Gentile, all humans of the world have the ability to realize their full potential and have the same soul. I think that is the most beautiful revolutionary teaching of the Torah from thousands of years ago when it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moses, that people at the time, in our time too, were always divided into tribes. There was an us and them mentality. And at that time, people believed they came from different stars, and that star made them unique and different and superior to another. And I found that that type of theme creeps up in Jewish mysticism and different books of Kabbalah and Hasidut, of Hasidic thinking. And I think we have to be really clear that a lot of Kabbalistic and Hasidic ideas are wonderful and good, but doctrines that say that there's a difference and a higher level of the Jewish soul to the non-Jewish soul is just, in my opinion, my humble opinion, not correct at all. In fact, I think it's opposite of the vision of the Torah. And that's why I've been so attracted to Rabbi Abraham Abulafia, because I feel in his teachings, he's trying to show that there's a universal prayer, there's a universal meditation, there's a way that we can actualize the doctrine of B'Tselem Elohim, that all humans are created in the image of God equally. For me, there's a unique feeling and a unique life as a Jew. And I think it's an amazing people to be a part of, and a challenging history that anti-Semitism is coming back, and it's been here. And so I love being Jewish, but I feel my soul is equal to all other human souls, and I feel like I'm part of one larger human family. And I think that doctrine needs to be emphasized. So when this song starts off, Od Yavo, Tear the Roof Off, I'm saying tear the roof off the sukkah, because to me, a roof of the sukkah that is kosher is called tzchach, where it lets light in. It's sort of a bamboo mat, and it lets the light in, the light of God in, the light of universalism, the light that we have our structure called the sukkah, we have our walls, we have our certain unique culture of being Jewish. We do things such as keeping kosher, we eat certain foods, we don't eat certain foods, we have certain holidays. Those walls are up, but on the roof is the connection to the universal, to the universalism, to the connection to everybody as one human family. So you can do both. I think that's what we're missing in today's world. We're missing the, you could do both. You could have your own culture and your unique way of living, your unique view of the world. We gotta let the light of universal in also. And so all the doctrines that say that there's a Jew and there's a non-Jew, and there's a Jewish soul and a non-Jewish soul, to me that's a full roof that blocks out the light. We need to tear that off. We need to be really clear that that doctrine has to come off. And the true schach, the kosher roof, needs to be put on. And I think that's the big challenge of Jewish mysticism today that I'm issuing to the Jewish mystical world. That's the challenge, is to be very forthright and truthful that our doctrine is all humans are created equal. Every single human is a divine image of God, a unique individual that has the path to meeting God open to them, whether it's merging with God or feeling a closeness to God. However someone thinks about that mysticism, we have to be very clear in the Jewish world, and I hope in other worlds. I'm not responsible for other religions or their leaders, but I feel in my four cubits, my Dalet Amos, as they say, in my Jewish world, to be very clear about Jewish mysticism and put the true kosher roof on. And through the meditative system of Abulafia, that's why I feel so passionate about Beit Abulafia, because I found in him a uniquely universal teacher. I think that is exactly what the times call for, is a house of Abulafia, Beit Abulafia, where all people come together in a universal way to meditate together and to pray together in a universal manner that respects unique cultures and unique doctrines. I don't want to erase any of those. which can all be debated and discussed, but each unique religion, I believe, should keep their customs and their ways. We don't need a universal religion, but we do need to let light into each structure. We need that kosher roof that lets the light into each structure and says, all humans are part of one human family, all unique souls, and the doctrines that say that there's a difference and a division, and one soul is different than another soul and originates from a different place or has a different source here and one has a different source there, I believe that's incorrect. And we need to be clear about that each religion and each spiritual system, at least from my viewpoint, the Jewish viewpoint that I'm supporting here, is B'Tselem Elohim. So tear the roof off the sukkah. Tear the unkosher, non-kosher roof off that blocks out the light of universalism and put the kosher one on. That's I feel very happy and strongly about that, that's an important part of our life and challenge today. So here comes the song again. So that's podcast number 3 with Nachshon's Leap, Od Yavo, Tear the Roof Off. And I'll mention here, Od Yavo is saying that at some point peace will come. So I think if we do tear the roof off, Od Yavo, a lot of shalom will be going around. I think it's the core challenge of our day. I think it's the core opportunity. I see a lot of wonderful potential when we come out and emphasize the universalism of believing in the one God and being part of one human family. Podcast number 4 coming up soon. I'm very excited about this. I've had wonderful feedback on these podcasts. Please keep sending it in. Keep giving me your ideas. I'm going to start going to an interview format with friends and musicians. Hello to everybody in Nachshon's Leap. I just love everybody in that group. It's just the most incredible blessing to work and play with them and to have coordinated everybody with Boo Mitchell and put out this song. We've got more coming, so I'm looking forward to it.